Well, Sam, like I was saying, you and I have been talking about bark beetles since 2013. And I recall very clearly you telling me that there were bark beetles up on Monarch Mountain, and I didn't believe you. Sure enough, 2 years later, those orange trees started popping up. Evidence that, you know, bark beetle had really moved into Monarch. Where are we right now with Gunnison County and, you know, spruce beetle, pine mountain beetle? What are we looking like right now in the county?
Yeah, so, you know, I think maybe as a first point of clarification, it's good to point out that, you know, we do have a variety of different species of bark beetle in Colorado and specifically here in the Gunnison Basin. And those bark beetles are pretty specific to different, they're different host trees. So we've got mountain pine beetle that really focuses in on lodgepole, ponderosa pine. We've got spruce beetle that really focuses on Engelmann and blue spruce. And then Douglas fir beetle, which as its name implies, is the attacker of the Douglas fir tree. So yeah, in terms of kind of a state of the county right now, in terms of bark beetle, we're, you know, really continuing to see spruce beetle as our biggest mortality agent out on the landscape right now. You know, back when we first started talking about this, Chris, it was kind of, you know, the a lot of the action was happening down south of Lake City. You know, this epidemic really started in the Wemenooch Wilderness area and then worked its way north and northeast along the Continental Divide in the high elevation spruce forest. And so we're seeing it really continue in probably the heaviest infestation levels kind of on eastern Gunnison County in kind of the county line that we share with Chaffee County. So this last year in 2020, there's a lot of activity mapped in and around the Fossil Ridge Wilderness area, and then sort of east, you know, I guess going north of Monarch Pass following the Continental Divide as it wraps around Taylor Park. So I believe this year in Colorado, they mapped 1.8 million acres of new spruce beetle infestation. A fair bit of that was probably the highest concentration was here in the Gunnison Basin, and then also in the Western San Juans. And then, yeah, in terms of other bark beetles, you know, we've had a little bit of a concerning uptick in mountain pine beetle populations, which is something that, you know, that was a bug that really brought attention to bark beetles and bark beetle mortality in Colorado. I'm sure a lot of folks have seen the mortality along I-70 and the ski areas around there. And we've largely weathered that storm up until recently. The last couple of years, we've seen an uptick in mountain pine beetle populations as we've got a lot of available mature lodgepole pine in the Taylor Basin. And then, you know, our Doug fir beetle kind of keeps poking along. We've got a lot of stands of Douglas fir trees that are mature. You know, they're on the edge of sagebrush, so they're a little more influenced by some of the drought stress we've been having. And so, you know, Douglas fir beetle continues to be a concern as well. So, yeah, things are continuing to move forward, I guess, in terms of, you know, growing bark beetle populations here in the basin.
So I have two things for you. First of all, I'd like you to put into perspective, you know, that acreage and really, you know, what are we talking about the size of? And then also you hit upon drought. And of course we have, you know, we're having a pretty dry winter. What do you anticipate for this summer as far as activity? Is it going to kick up? I'm assuming that it will.
Yeah. So in terms of kind of the perspective of really what we're looking at here, and I'll start, I guess, statewide. You know, Colorado statewide has somewhere around 24.4 million acres of forest. And when we look back really in the last two decades, if you add up both the mountain pine beetle and the spruce beetle numbers in terms of acres, we've lost roughly one fifth, potentially a little bit more than that, somewhere around 5 to 6 million acres of mature spruce and lodgepole forest statewide. So again, that's pretty statistically significant in a short period of time. And you know, we may touch on the wildfire issue here, but when you start adding those numbers on top of, you know, this year in Colorado, we had, I believe it was the top two, if not the top three largest in terms of acreage wildfires out in the landscape with East Troublesome and Cameron Peak fires. And so, you know, overall, we as foresters, we like to call all those things disturbance, right? They're natural disturbances on the landscape in terms of wildfire and insect and disease issues. So it really is starting to add up, and certainly on a local scale. And I apologize, I don't have Gunnison County's numbers specifically right in front of me right now, but, you know, I believe we're somewhere in the 300 to 400,000 acre mark for Gunnison County in terms of spruce beetles. So yeah, pretty significant numbers. And then in terms of, drought conditions, you know, last year we started off, the winter and the spring pretty average. And then as we trended into summer and fall conditions, obviously, as most folks know, we got into a pretty significant drought scenario. And so that's rough on these trees. You know, there's a lot of things out there looking to take a tree out. And these bark beetle species, they're all the, I'm maybe stealing Amy's thunder here, but they're all the Dendroctonus genus, which is Latin for tree killer. And so certainly when we have drought conditions like we do, it makes it more favorable for reproduction by these various bark beetle species. You know, we're very fortunate that we got a good blast, a good winter weather here recently. The last stats I saw was the basin was back up to 89% of average snowpack, but we've got a ways to go. And I think last year really showed us too that, you know, just because, you know, we may come out of a winter with decent snowpack doesn't mean that, you know, spring, summer, and fall are going to look the same. And certainly those droughty conditions, you know, and we like to look at them on a year-to-year basis, but we also like to look at those long-term trends. And so really when you look at long-term trends throughout the last decade, because these trees, you know, they don't necessarily rebound from year to year. They'll definitely have, you know, be a little more influenced by those longer term trends. And so unfortunately, yeah, it's, you know, we've been in this drought drying trend for the last decade or so.